Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless. Hallelujah. His most holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. We give honor to God, who is our life, and in him we have our being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Ooh. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Let's enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And in and his coat, hey, glory with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God himself has made, and we will rejoice. Oh, God. We will rejoice and be glad in it with the help of Almighty God, power of the Holy Ghost in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just the way it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're children of the Most High God, created in his image and in his likeness. Glory, 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 glory. He brings joy, 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 joy unspeakable down in our soul. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us, habasicle, shall prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, just elated, just so happy in the Lord. Yes, we're happy in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, oh God, the Lord deliver us out of them all, not some, all. Hallelujah. Ooh. Glory, glory, glory. My one, little one of the Most High God. God is your help. You'll see by and by. Yes, you'll see. Hallelujah. God is your very present help. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are Remnant Ministries, daughters of God and sons, called to pray. Hallelujah. There is indeed power in the presence of God. There is joy in the presence of God. There is peace, shalom, in his presence. There is security in his presence. There is comfort in his presence. Oh, we're talking about the Almighty God. There's healing in his presence. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There is deliverance in his presence. There's guidance and direction in his presence. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is so awesome. Yes, he is. He is awesome. Hallelujah. We can't even begin to describe who our God is. Our words and comprehension is limited. Say amazing. Say he's the sovereign Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Just so glad and so happy to be on this morning. Hallelujah. Just delighted to be on this morning. God is good. And we find ourselves sometimes struggling and look like the spirit of exhaustion just come upon you. But you're not exhausted. I mean, when you get up, put your feet on the floor, and you start about God's business, the atmosphere changes. You change. But the more you press, hallelujah, the more you press, you get what is needed and necessary for you to accomplish, hallelujah, for you to accomplish the task. I mean, oh my God. So what is the purpose if you're going to just stay in the bed or you're just going to sit? But if you, oh God, you go stand up, moving and being about God's business. He gives you what is necessary to accomplish the task. I found that to be true for myself. I mean, sometimes you get there and you be, oh, Lord, like the weight of the world is on you. You can't move it. Lord, I just need to lay here just one more minute. I can't make it. God, maybe I shouldn't even think about it. I'm too tired to open my eyes. But once you get up and begin to prepare yourself for what God has called you to do step by step, you'll find yourself strengthening and being empowered to do what God has called you to do. What is the point? If you're going to just fall asleep, you don't need the anointing and the power to do the job if you're not going to do the job. So when you get to the point, you're like, God, thank you. You did it. Hallelujah. You did it, God. Hallelujah. You can, before you get started, the spirit of discouragement, disappointment, frustration, all of that begin to just like want to just consume you. But you have to know the tactics and know that God has us. And one thing that I really remember, I had this conversation and I was able to realize through the conversation that God is with us, but he has given us authority on this earth. He has given us the power and all that we need. Jesus came to make sure after it was broken that we had it, and we have it, and he wants us to exercise what he has given us in holiness and righteousness. Yet he still wants us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. But he wants us to stand strong. As he told David, David said, shall I pursue? He said, pursue. Will I conquer all? God told him, you'll conquer all. So David had the power and the authority to do it, but then he didn't walk outside of his authority. He knows that he knew he had to go to the Father first to give him an okay as to what to do, and then you walk therein. That's a good way of thinking about it. And so, well, I got a mind. I can do what I want to do. I don't have to worry God about that with that. Yes. You're like a sheep, totally dependent on the shepherd. Okay, so he want us to grow up. He want us to strengthen up. He want us to recognize the authority. The authority is God has told you to do something, and you don't see the manifestation of it. You don't see You don't see where it's doing anything. But you were told to do it. Exercise obedience and exercise the authority that you have, that you're going to do it, knowing that if God told you to do it, there will, his purpose will be manifest. Your faith and confidence in God, it doesn't matter what it looks like. We're dealing with the real reality. God told me, I got my Noah, and this is what I'm doing. And then all those who have talked against it and said at the end, oh, yeah, I knew that could happen, such and such and such and such. But you tried to be allowed yourself to be used by the enemy to discourage and not help. So a lot of times there again, we shouldn't speak on things we truly don't understand, and we should encourage someone if they are doing what God has called them to do. And we are determined that we're going to do what God has told us to do, no matter what. That's strength. That's obedience. And we don't flank back, because you know the day and time that we're in. No, you just do. As I often said, we're locked in time. God is not, you know. So let's be determined to do what God has called us to do. And I was reading Deuteronomy this morning, and I mean last night, and God wants us to be excited. About keeping his laws and doing his commandments and his precepts. He don't want, and whatever he has called us to do, he wants us to be excited about it. He wants us to be excited about it. He don't want it to be a drudgery to you. Oh, Lord, I got to do this. I ain't feeling it. I don't know why I have to be doing all of this. This don't make no sense to me. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, well, how did so-and-so do it? Why I got the Sabbath? Why I got to keep it holy? Ain't nobody doing it but me. Why I got to? Why I got to do it like this? Why? Read the word. Get on your knees and pray. Ask God to give you clarity and understanding. And ask him to take down all the drudgery and give you the excitement to be obedient to him and his word. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Oh, I don't. Is it Sunday already? Ain't nobody gonna be there. I'm just gonna be, I look like a fool. What is all of this? I can do this better somewhere else. Do you really mean that I have to forgive this person with all that they have done to me? God, you know what they did. I mean, we can sound horrible. Me, 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 me. No. Be excited that God made known to you and opened your eyes to see his will. Hallelujah. And to do his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your Father, we should be wanting to please our Father. He's the very breath we breathe. And encourage each other to be excited about keeping his commandments, keeping his laws, and his principles. Oh, yes, my brother and my sisters, we should be excited about it. Let's get excited about it. We have the strength. We have what it takes to do it. So let's purpose in our heart, asking God to help us to clear our pathway, that we will be obedient to him. And one is to be joyful doing the things that he has asked of us. When you think about it, he's your creator. And you're going to decide what you want to do. And Lord, I don't feel it. I'm just not feeling it. I don't see it. That's old and ancient. Really? Oh, my God. Some things we say are so insulting. Hallelujah. 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 But we really want to be excited. And let's repent and let's ask God to help us. He'll help us. He will help us. When whatever it is that we want to do right, that's righteous, God will help us. He will help us do it. When we want to shake loose of the old things and the negativities and things that are not holy and righteous, God will help us do it. He will take it away from us and refresh us and renew us to be who he has called us to be. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just be excited about God and the fact that he has laid it in our heart and opened our eyes to do his bidding. He has revealed truth to us, his will to us. Let's be excited. Let's be excited and bless his name. And just love on the Lord. Just love on the Lord. There's no God like our God. He's the only true and living God. Besides him, there is no God. So what? We belong to him. We're in his kingdom. Children in his kingdom. What did he say, dude? That's what we do. We please our Father. So we ask God. We can't do it without him. So we ask God to give us the help that we need to be the example that he wants. And that will draw people. They will, well, what are they so happy about, especially at this day and time? Why are they like that? Because of God. Because of God. It's all because of him. Oh, we can shout. Hallelujah. Not ashamed to shout. Not ashamed to pray. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wherever we go. Hallelujah. Whatever we do, we can do it to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, my darling sister. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you. Oh, I spoke with Mother Dunlap on yesterday. We had a nice visit. And, of course, we had prayer. Continue to pray for her as we are praying for all those on the list, prayer list. And if there are any others, don't hesitate to give those to us as well. It is our duty to pray for each other. Hallelujah. 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 So Mother will be on Friday, and we'll be praying Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. So she's still fighting the good fight. God bless her. Hallelujah. Well, now let's go into our scripture. Genesis, the first chapter. Oh, this is going to be like glue in our, oh my goodness. Some people say, I'm so tired of reading. Oh, I can't be. I cannot be tired. Because then when we get this down, that who created the heavens and the earth. And then we really begin to study that. Hallelujah. Study that. Woo! And there is a word. And when we look into that word and get understanding, oh my goodness, it's going to just, oh my God. Hallelujah. Just bow down, probably be in tears. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. Yes, he is. He's just God. Hallelujah. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning. Bless your name, Almighty God. God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The sixth day, Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the 26th verse. Listen, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second chapter, starting at the first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know, I want to say a lot of things and then say, no, you got to hold back for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is God and God is good. And all things in time. Hallelujah. As God directs, bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 Just that I had a scripture in Kings, and I'll find it, and maybe it was just for me to do it at another time. Hallelujah. God is good. His mercy endureth forever. Not temporary, not temporary, but forever. Forever and ever. Hallelujah. He's always on time. If we use that. Hallelujah. Because as I say, now he'll step into time. But time doesn't rule God. It has no jurisdiction over God. But he is the creator, excuse me, of time. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Now, they wanted to, and I don't know how I missed it just like that. Normally, I write things down, and I didn't write. Oh, yeah, I got it. Got it. Second Kings, the 17th chapter, starting at the 13th verse. If we don't get to it, read it in your special time. Just read it and see where we are now. I'm getting to the place where I really don't want to declare, because that what God is saying, if I haven't gotten, I'm not a prophet. It has been prophesied that I am, but I gotta stay in my lane. And if God uses me like he can any of us to give a word, that's one thing. But as far as operating in the office of a prophet, that, I mean, if God, that's what God wants, then I won't yield from it. But I'm just staying where I know that I am, and from time to time, I gotta show something to me, and I'll get an understanding of something, how he deals with me, and I know that it is from him. Sometimes I share, sometimes I don't. But, you know, we all, what we need to do, where we are now, is to concentrate on building our relationship with God, strengthening our relationship with God. I guess that's okay to say it like that, and getting to know him better, hungering and thirsting after him, after righteousness. Yes, that's what we should be about, from my perspective, what I'm seeing, because hearing a lot of people just saying this and saying that and saying this and saying that, and people are suffering, and what we're experiencing is worldwide. One, it does show me that God, the earth is the Lord. That's number one. But more, what I'm sensing is strengthening our relationship with God. And how do we do that? By praying, by fasting, by studying his word or reading his word, and just sitting down and saying, Lord, I'm available, speak to me. Or if you have questions, or sometimes just sit quietly in his presence. Have a pen and paper at night. Don't get frustrated if nothing happens. But he does speak to his people in dreams and visions. So when you place something on your heart, write it down. It's important. I used to have a little box with the index cards, and I would just write whatever it was that I could remember from a dream or thought. I would just write it down. God speaking to us is very, very important. Very, very important. Let's not take it lightly. Or if you're around people who don't do it, don't let that be a deterrent from you from doing it, because you're wanting to hear, you're wanting to recognize God when he's speaking to you, building your wonderful relationship, building your relationship. And God wants you to do that. He wants you to, he wants to get closer and closer to you. He wants to show you great and mighty things that you know not of. So do those and watch what begins to happen in your life. But there again, as I said, I'm not a prophet. And we all who are children of God, as I said, that I have experienced can be used by God, of course, to speak a word to you, to speak or to do something or to tell someone something. And sometimes it just comes in the conversation. And you go, ooh, where did that come from? You know, we have a tendency to say that, but you know where it came from. But again, as I said, let's build our relationship. Let's concentrate on our relationship. We don't know. This year has been something. And there are many of us who just want to run away and just not even look back. Enough is just enough. And we can all understand that. But let's be mindful. We don't know what we're running into. I just want to get over this year. And you just can't wait. But we don't know what we're running into. So we need God. We need our Father. We need him. And we need to know his voice. We need to realize he is our very present help. And he alone can help us and protect us. He and he alone. So, excuse me. So as we're doing all of this, let's not forget that God is our source and our very present help in times of trouble. Let's give him glory. Let's bless his name. And you know, saints, striking against saints. And I don't mean any harm, but I was reminded there was this time when I first got to Atlanta, there was this house that I really, really wanted. And I was operating in doubt. And this young lady that I met, she said, "You believe God, don't you?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "God wants you to have it. So trust him." And we need saints around us who will help. And we need to be. Help us stay strong in the Lord. I needed a house. It's what I could afford. And God saw that I had the house. And I hadn't thought of her in a long time. And I remember the sound. Not only her words, but the sound of it. And she wasn't boastful. It was just her. And her confidence in God. Hallelujah. And so much so that she could have helped to empower another. We need saints who's not backing down, but saying, "Trust God." We don't need cosmopolitan saints. I guess that's what you call them. I'm not knocking nobody, but we need, you know, people talking about old fashioned. What are you calling old fashioned? God. Oh, that's the way they did it a long time ago. I heard someone say that on the radio. I'm like, what they talking about? Oh, that was the old way. Like, well, what are these people doing now? What are they doing? Hey, glory. Woo. Oh, my God. Number one, we should be solid in our faith, our confidence in our God, and not being frivolous and not putting on this display that it doesn't matter what you do, God, this is what he's going to do for you, and it ain't got nothing to do with the grace. You know, God requires holiness, and not my definition of holiness, his definition of holiness. Now maybe that's why I wonder some of y'all will see how I have stuff written out and what I'm saying is not even on the book. God help me. Now that's why this conversation has brought us to 2 Kings the 17th chapter, and I'll read it starting at the 13th verse. Help us, Lord. And the subtitle, Warning Not Heed. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I command your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the necks of their fathers, that they did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers and his testimonies, which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathens that were around about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and used divination and enchantment and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walk in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hands of the spoiler until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David. There is a limit, and we see that. And when we read this, it's not to make us sad, but to realize that our God is holy and our God is righteous, and our God has laws and commandments. And don't say that this is the Old Testament, and we're not in the Old Testament. We're in the Word of God. We're in the Word of God. If you disobey, there are consequences. So yes, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we as his people humble ourselves before him and pray and seek his face. And then, you know, we seek to do right by him. Seek to do right according to his will and according to his way. Yeah. I know that I don't talk a lot about the events of the day. I try to encourage us to make a difference. I try to encourage us to pray. And when we pray, I encourage us to know, to build our faith, that we know without a shadow of doubt when we say, Father, we know in whom we believe. We know who hears us when we pray. Hallelujah. Building it, our faith and our relationship with him. And when we call on him, that he is, no, we know that he has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. We know that our confidence is strong. We know that we have audience with him. We know he told us to cry out to him in times of trouble, and he'll help us. When we have the word in us, hallelujah, we can pray without a shadow of a doubt, knowing, hallelujah, he hears. Knowing, and yet we know that there are times that we will cry out to him, and his will must be done, and we're obedient enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll see us through and see the one that we pray for, see them through and give them strength and give us strength to endure. Hallelujah. To endure. Hallelujah. Jesus, Yeshua did say, whatever you ask the Father in my name. Uh-huh. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, it's got to line up with his will and his way and his purpose. Hallelujah. And we're so close to him. Hallelujah. Closer and closer and closer our relationship with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, and when we think about it, put a smile on our face. Hallelujah. And when we look at someone and say, baby, it's all right. God got it. Not just words. Hallelujah. They'll feel the power. Hallelujah. They'll feel the power. Feel the presence. Knowing you've been in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They won't hear your voice. They'll hear God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they don't see us, that they see God in us. Hallelujah. Building our relationship, strengthening us for the journey. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. The one that blew the breath of life into man. And man became a living soul. Almighty God. Almighty God. That's who he is. That's who he is. And we're in covenant with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. Hallelujah. We bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no God like you, Father. Hallelujah. You're the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Eba secondi di Diosa. Hallelujah. Besides you, there is none other. Awesome in all your ways. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Majesty on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The giver and the receiver of life. Hallelujah. The very breath we breathe. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you this morning. We give you glory and we bless your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you for meeting us this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you for your peace, your shalom. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you for your joy, Almighty God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, Mashiach. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you for being our healer, Almighty God, our protector, Almighty God, from dangers seen and unseen, Almighty God. Almighty God, hallelujah, Almighty God, from every form of danger, Almighty God, Almighty God, oh, every trick and trap, Almighty God, we thank you, we thank you, Almighty God, we thank you, Almighty God, from shielding us from it, Almighty God, hallelujah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, not only us, your people everywhere, God, oh God, it's a universal thing, hallelujah, 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 breathe on us, oh Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, hallelujah, have your way. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Speak to us and through us, Almighty God. Woo, glory. Thank you for your love, Almighty God. Ooh, your love over us, in us, Almighty God. Ooh, glory, glory, your love, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you, oh, you people everywhere, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, pulls to God at our mouth, God. Hallelujah. At our lips that we don't speak out of season and out of time. Almighty God, hallelujah, that we don't defame your name by speaking out of time and out of turn. Almighty God, open our mouth wide and fill it with words, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Almighty God. Shamba koba. Give us clarity and understanding, God. Give us the mind of the intellect, God. Strengthen us on every side, Lord God. Oh, God be our leaning post. We thank you. Oh, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you for revelation, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and illumination for this day. Almighty God. Thank you for ordering our steps, Almighty God. Clearing our pathway, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Illuminating our pathway. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Refresh us, renew us, and restore us. Almighty God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Help us in every area. All the words and the deeds spoken, and unspoken. Oh, God, you see and you know everything. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God, for remembering your people everywhere, rescuing and protecting, shielding and directing. Almighty God, we thank you, Father. We glorify you. Those that are in the hospital, Almighty God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Yeshua over everyone that's in the hospitals. Almighty God, Almighty God. Those that are suffering, Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh, let your healing virtue flow, Almighty God, Almighty God. Give strength to the sick and protect, Almighty God. Almighty God, the doctors, the nurses, the techs, Almighty God, Almighty God. Almighty, the janitorial system, Almighty God, the lab technicians, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of life flow, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mothers and fathers, children, suffering and mourning and not being comforted for the cause of the loss of loved ones, oh God. Only you, Almighty God, only you, Almighty God, can meet that task. Hallelujah. Almighty God, Almighty God, we cry it out to you, Father, to help, Almighty God. Help, Lord. Help. Be a very present help. Oh, in this time of trouble. Almighty God. Almighty God. Forgive us, Almighty God, for the sins that we have committed against thee, Almighty God. Almighty God, help us. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Oh, God, help us. Help us, God. Oh, God, thank you for being with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not turning your back on us. Thank you as a nation, as a country. Oh, God. Have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your kindness, Almighty God. Oh, God, oh, God, you're just in all your ways. But we ask for your mercy, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask for your mercy, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, this moment. Oh, the next moment, God, belongs to you. Hallelujah. But for this moment, right here, we cry out to you. And we thank you for hearing our cry, Almighty God. You know your will. You know your way. You know your purpose. Oh, God, may we have a heart to obey you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, a heart to obey you, your people everywhere, save, heal, Lord, protect. We need you as our lawyer, we need you as our judge, Almighty God. We need you as our physician. We need you as our provider. Yes, we do, Lord. We're depending on you, Almighty God, and you alone. Glory. Hallelujah. We surrender totally to you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Almighty God. Grant traveling mercies, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Peace on the job, Almighty God. Peace, Almighty God, in the hospital. Hallelujah. Peace, Almighty God, in the nursing homes. Peace, Almighty God. Oh, God Almighty, in the homes of your saints, Almighty God. Peace in the homes of those who are in need of others' care for them. Peace, Almighty God. Peace in marriages, Almighty God. Oh, God, oh, God. Peace in the homes. Protect the children. Protect the little ones. Almighty God. Almighty God. Rebuke the spirit of murder. Almighty God. Almighty God, we need you. We need you to send us help from the sanctuary. Almighty God. And thank you for strengthening us out of Zion. Glory be to your name, your wonderful name, your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for peace and joy. Thank you for fellowship, Almighty God. In the name of Yeshua, we bless your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Father, we pray in the name of Yeshua, Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Well, we come into the closing of this hour. And now, our closing scripture. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling, falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. He's able. He's able. He is able. There's no God like our God. We belong to the Most High God. And he's in the middle of everything. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Love you. Thank you. We'll talk real soon. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.